As we prepare for Christmas, it is important that we find time for self-contemplation and carry out an honest assessment of our lives, said Pope Benedict XVI this Sunday in his reflections before the midday Angelus prayer on this, the second Sunday of Advent.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nei prossimi giorni a Ginevra e in altre città,
the Holy Father also drew attention to a series of upcoming anniversaries this week, and in doing so to the plight of millions worldwide, without a country to call their own. He said that in the coming days in Geneva and other cities, we will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the World Organization for Migration, the 60th anniversary of the Convention on the Status of Refugees, and the 50th anniversary of the Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. Pope Benedict entrusted to the Lord all those who often forcibly must leave their homeland and who are stateless. The Holy Father also encouraged solidarity for these people, praying for all those who are doing their utmost to protect and assist these our brothers and sisters in emergency situations, even when it means exposing themselves to serious hardships and dangers. Back in St. Peter's Square this Sunday, pilgrims and visitors huddled under umbrellas as the mild December weather gave way to incessant rain. However, a decidedly Advent atmosphere permeated the square, where the nativity scene is currently under construction. This year, it will be dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, and as is tradition, will be inaugurated on December 24th, Christmas Eve, just before the midnight mass. Waiting for midday and the Pope to appear at the balcony of his studio, children gathered round the enormous Christmas tree which lay across a truck that will be hoisted into position next to the central obelisk by crane on Monday. The gigantic spruce is a gift to the Holy Father from the Zakarpattia region in Ukraine and is a towering 30.5 metres high. The tree will be blessed and lit on December 16th in the presence of the bishops from Ukraine. And with preparations from Christmas well underway here at the Vatican, commenting on this Sunday's Gospel, Pope Benedict spoke of Advent as the season of inner preparation for the coming of our Lord.
Today we mark the second Sunday of Advent by a Gospel passage where John the Baptist calls us to conversion. May we heed his call to repentance and ask the Lord to forgive us our sins, so that Emmanuel, God with us, may find us ready when he comes.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict concluded that John the Baptist's appeal goes far beyond and far deeper than a call to a sober lifestyle. He said it is a call for inner change, starting with the recognition and confession of our sins.
Upon each of you and your loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings.